AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. President Biden has honored a White House tradition that unofficially kicks off Washington's holiday season. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Congratulations, birds.
On the South Lawn, the president pardoned two turkeys from Minnesota named Liberty and Belle.
These birds have a new appreciation for the word let freedom ring.
And it wasn't a big day just for them.
It's my birthday today, and they can actually sing birthday music.
The president joked he was not at the first White House turkey event 76 years ago. He's now 81, the oldest American chief executive, and with his age becoming an issue as he seeks re-election, poked fun at himself.
It's difficult turning 60. Difficult.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky in Kyiv has a message of reassurance, saying Ukraine's effort to defeat Russia's invasion is important.
The message that I bring you today, Mr. President, is that the United States of America is with you. We will remain with you for the long haul. What happens here in Ukraine, that not only matters to Ukraine, but it matters to the rest of the world. It certainly matters to the United States of America. And so the United States and our allies and partners will continue to work to get Ukraine the capabilities that it needs to be successful.
Austin says U.S. support would continue for the long haul. The Nonpartisan Commission on Presidential Debates has announced three debates for next year. Presidential candidates will first meet September 16th at Texas State University in San Marcos. Presidential debates also are planned for Virginia State University on October 1st and the University of Utah on October 9th. This is AP News. In a move making waves in the world of artificial intelligence, Microsoft hires Sam Altman, one of the founders of OpenAI, for a new venture.
Sam Altman was ousted from startup OpenAI late Friday. In response, one of the other founders and president, Greg Brockman, stepped down as well. They were both snapped up by Microsoft to lead the company's new advanced AI research team. Microsoft has been an investor in OpenAI, the company behind ChatGPT, which produces human-like text, images, video, and music. Microsoft's CEO says that's not changing. Meanwhile, former Twitch leader Emmett Shear takes over as OpenAI's interim CEO and is vowing to investigate Altman's firing. I'm Julie Walker.
And Oscar Pistorius will have a second chance of parole at a hearing on Friday after he was wrongly ruled ineligible for early release from prison in March. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.